Welcome to week two of Mastering the Law of Attraction. And I'm your teacher, Max Ryan. I'm so glad that you're all here again this week. So we're going to move on through our three-step process. We're going to do some work that we did last week, some review, but we're going to move on and start being even better and more deliberate creators. Say yes if you like that.
Yes.
Hey, cool. So does everyone have a pen and paper and your workbooks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good, okay.
Oh, no. I'm not driving.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. So if you're in a place where you need to mute, I'm just telling you, you might want to, like I say at the beginning of each call, I just want to remind you, in this system, the mute is 4 and then the star symbol. 4 and then the star symbol. You might want to write that in the corner, the top corner of your paper, just so you remember. Because although I want to have as much interaction as possible during the class, if for some a lot of background noise, we'll need to mute you. But if not, it sounds great right now. Okay. Are we all ready to get to be deliberate creators tonight?
Yes.
Okay. So last week, we went through quite a lot because we went back and we looked at some of the basics about law of attraction, and then we moved in through the clarity through contrast sheet. And that sheet is going to be something we're going to review. But before that, I want to ask you some questions. Remember last week we were doing some fill in the blanks and then some yes questions, yes and no questions, and we're going to do that again just so that we can get up to speed. Okay, so last week we learned that the law of attraction is always operating in every moment, every single moment. The law of attraction, it's like eavesdropping. The law of attraction is dropping on every moment. And the law of attraction has one job, and its job has two words. Do you remember what the law of attraction's job description is?
Match vibration.
Very good. So the law of attraction's job is to match vibration. So it's always matching whatever vibration we are sending. And we can only have how many vibrations at one time?
One.
We can only have one vibration at a time. And there's only, basically for the work we're doing, there's only two vibrations. What are those two kinds of vibrations?
Positive and negative.
That's right, negative and positive. So just for example, let's all say out loud, let's say a couple of really positive ones that we really like. What's one?
Joy.
Joy, mm-hmm.
Laughter.
Hey.
Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to whoever came onto the call. Is that Terrence?
Hi, it's Allison.
Oh, hi, Allison. How are you? Welcome. We're talking about positive vibrations, positive feelings. So we have joy, we have laughter, all those positive feelings. What are some negative ones?
Anger.
Frustration.
Anger, frustration. What else?
Sadness.
Grief.
Jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointment.
That's right. So all of those. So the law of attraction is always looking in and trying to find our vibration. And last week we talked about the way that we create vibration with four steps. And we had four boxes. And the first box, it was about how we get our results with the last box. What was the first box we talked about?
Words.
That's right. So the words that we are using are so powerful. So powerful. So these words are so powerful. And the words string together in our head, and they create our what?
Thoughts.
And the thoughts all string together, and then they emit a what?
Vibration.
Vibration. And a vibration is either what?
Positive or negative.
Positive or negative. And those vibrations go out into the world, and they give us our what?
Results.
That's right, our results. So the words we're thinking are creating the thoughts that we're thinking. The thoughts that we're thinking are creating the vibration we're sending. The vibration we're sending is creating the results. Or like we said last week, that last box might be called your life. That last box is... So whatever vibration you're sending, it's creating the results. So if you want to look at any area of our life and you look at the results and you look backwards, you can say, oh, in my financial area, I'm having these kinds of results. So if we go backwards, say your financial area is low, okay? You look back and you go, oh, my vibration is actually negative around money. And then we go back and what you think about what are my thoughts about money, they also are on the negative side. And then you go back and what words you're saying about money, they're usually what?
Negative words.
Negative. If you go back, so if we're always saying negative words, we're creating what kind of thoughts?
Negative.
Right? And if we have all these negative thoughts, we create a negative what?
Vibration,
right.
So then our results are going to be negative. So it's pretty simple and straightforward. And what's awesome about this model is that we have a very simple way to track and map what our results are in any area. If it's relationships, if it is money, if it's anything, we can say, what are the words that I'm telling myself? And sometimes, like last time I said, you know, it's really important that we feel our feelings and we realize what our feelings are, because most of us, a lot of times, aren't realizing what feelings we're feeling. And a lot of times our feelings are, the feelings and vibrations are the same thing. So our feelings are coming from words that are buried deep inside of us that we're saying that we don't even realize we're saying to ourselves. Like things like, I don't deserve to have a relationship, or other people have more money, things like that. So if those are the kind of words that are underneath your consciousness, that's the vibration you're sending out. That's why really seemingly positive people can get negative results. Does that make sense, everyone? Do you see what I'm saying? Hear that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it's really important that we do that. So back, we do this. I'm doing all of this. I just want to tell you this kind of review, because this might be the second time you've heard it, or it might be the 50th time you've heard it, but it's really important for us to get this into the synapses of our brain so we start to think this way. When we start to really think this way, it starts to become really, really, really easy. So that's why we're doing this. Good. So there's the words that make the thoughts that make the feelings that give you the results in your life. And then we talked about our vibration. Remember when we were talking about the radio dial? Do you all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So on the vibration, we talked something very, very important. I said it's really important to do what with your vibration?
Mind your vibration.
All right. Let's all say mind my vibration.
Mind my vibration.
And does anyone want to take a stab at what mind my vibration means?
Listen to your feelings.
Mind my thoughts.
Okay.
To feel your feelings, yeah.
Your feelings. And what else? What were you going to say? Does someone else have something to say? And I couldn't quite hear you. Okay, so ultimately minding our vibration is to make sure, remember last week I talked about we change our vibration for other people. And we've got to make sure that we're minding our vibration and we're staying on our vibration and not going to other people's vibration. Remember negative Nelly and positive Polly? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we're positive Polly, we start and we get around negative Nelly, our vibration goes down. And we automatically do it. But our job from now on, from here forever, is to be very aware of, like, I will not shift my vibration to other people's vibrations. You're going to raise them to yours, and you're not going to go down to theirs. It's very much like that old thing we say, don't stoop to someone's level. Mm-hmm. And that has, you know, it's a very practical sense. Because if you stoop to someone's level on some level, you're changing your vibration. And if you change your vibration, it's going to be that much harder to get back up to the vibration you were at. So mind our vibration. Really, really, really important. So we went through all of that. And we also talked about the three words that we wanted to be really aware of and we wanted to try to eliminate for the rest of our life. What are those three words?
Don't, not, know.
Don't, not, know.
Very good. Let's all say don't.
Don't.
Not.
Not.
No.
No.
Good. Good. You all saw, but on the recordings page, Jen, who's in the class today, was so sweet to create that picture that reminded us about don't, not, and no. Say thank you. I'll say thank you, Jen.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jen. You're welcome.
So sweet, and it's very, very helpful. Did
I have it taped everywhere.
Say again?
I said I have it taped everywhere, in my bathroom, on my door before I walk out the door, on my closet.
Good. A big part of this week was about being aware of don't, not, know. So that tool is really important, to be really aware of when you're saying it and when it's coming up. It will become second nature. So thank you so much for doing that. But there was a very special reset button or a reset sentence. So when we say we don't want something, what's the reset? What do we say?
What do we want?
Good. Let's all say that together. So...
What do we want?
Good. And that is a perfect example of going from, I don't want to be late. I'll just use that example again. I don't want to be late. And then you say what?
What do I want?
And then you say, I want to be on time or I want to be early. That is shifting your vibration. That's how we shift our vibration. That alone is powerful. Before we even get to the next sections, the next steps, that alone is powerful. So what do I want? And then you immediately shift your vibration so it's flowing, it's downstream, because all the law of attraction, all the work that we're going to do is about shifting our orientation to life from pushing against things to flowing towards things. So we're not going to be pushing against what we don't want anymore. We're just going to move towards what we do. It's a completely different orientation to life. It's a completely different paradigm to what the world will have us believe. And we have to be really aware as we move into the world with this work is we've got to go, oh, the world's going to keep telling us to push against things. But you know what? The law of attraction and the way that universal energy works is that it's all about if we're in our joy and we're going towards the things that are feel good and what we want, the law of attraction has one job. It's to do what, everyone?
Match our vibration.
Match vibration.
Match vibration.
Yes, to match our vibration. So if we're moving towards things and we feel good, we're going to get more good, more good. And that might not come in the form that you think you want, but it's going to come in good vibration. It's going to come in good vibration. So it's really important that we do that. So, and we went over the three steps. We really did the first step. So the first step was identify your desire. Second step was to give your desire attention, which is something we're going to talk about. The third step was to allow. So you had homework. And the homework was to help to get really clear about what you want, And we went through this clarity through contrast worksheet. So tonight, we're going to talk about this clarity through contrast worksheet. And I think everyone here on the call, most of you all sent me your homework. So give yourself a round of applause.
Yay.
Yay. Good vibration. You did your homework. You're doing the work because we have to do the work to get the results. So... I'd like to, I know that some of you got it immediately, and sometimes, you know, a few of us have tried to do it again a few times, and if it's your first time doing it, that's just natural. But I would like to talk about this Clarity Through Contrast worksheet with you all, because I think it's really important to share your experiences. You don't have to if you don't want to, but my hunch is that there's a couple people on here that would like to share their experience with doing their Clarity Through Contrast worksheet. Who wants to talk about that first? Anyone want to talk about their Clarity Through Contrast worksheet and what they their challenges or successes?
Just a little bit. This is Belinda. I felt that the worksheet...
Whoever just came on the line?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Who is that?
Sorry. This is Connie. My phone is giving me trouble.
Okay, Connie. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
If you have background noise, you can
I'll listen to the beginning on the recording.
Okay, no problem. If you want to, you can hit 4-star. So we're just talking about the Clarity Through Contrast worksheet. And I was saying my hunch is that somebody would want to share something and so that we could talk about it and we could reflect about what their experience was and how we can support each other in that. And I was wondering if there is anyone that would like to share, and I could give some, I can coach you through it, or not.
I have a question.
Sure.
You know, in my email, or when I sent it to you, I said, is it okay? I really understood when you said if you're looking only on the positive side, that is really not good, kind of sick. And I was really having a hard time on the ideal mate thing because I really have done so many lists and pretty much know what I want that I only was able to do it from the what I want and then fill in what I don't want as the opposite. Was that okay? Or was that a bad sign?
No, that's okay. There's nothing. You know, first of all, we have to make sure that in the just to reiterate, in law of attraction work, everything is about our vibration. Everything's about vibration. So if it feels right and feels good, then you want to do it that way. That's the first answer to that. And thank you, Connie, because I think this is something that comes up a lot. There is a practical reason why we want to actually do the contrast, which is the contrast is what we don't like or what we don't want, to do that first and then go through and do the clarity side. Because literally we birth our clarity through our contrast. If we see what we don't want, we get what we do. But since you had the caveat of saying that you had done so much work about a relationship before and you had so much clarity before, I wouldn't mind that. That's okay. But in general, I want us all to get in the habit, actually, of doing the contrast first, because our ego, in many ways, will skip what we don't want to look at. And many times we'll skip what we don't want to look at, and sometimes we don't want to look at what we don't want. Just gonna look at, oh, I just want to look at this, look at the good things sometimes. And so our job here is to make sure that we're looking at the contrast, and it was really important last time that I told you, how long are we supposed to look at contrast?
Briefly.
Right. And so it needs to come up so we can see it and then we can go to clarity. But in that case, the way that you just said it, Connie, I think you have done a lot of work on it and I think it was okay for you to do it that way. But you worked through about what you didn't want.
Yeah, if it had been another assignment like health or something, I could see how I could do the contrast first and that would help me to clarity. I can easily see how with another topic, I could easily work from the contrast, and I can see how that
right.
would be highly beneficial.
It really is highly beneficial, and I want thank you for saying that because I want everyone in my sort of perfect world, and it would be that we do these all the time and that we would be doing them on some level in our head all the time. So if there are things that we're unclear about, like I'm not sure about what I want for this vacation, I'm not sure what I want for this, you know, to be doing it all the time. You can write them down. You can do them in your head. You can just be focusing in a certain way. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to go because, you know, it's sort of like, what's that saying, junk in, junk out? The law of attraction, if we're not clear, it's going to give us unclear results because it's matching our vibration. So if we're unclear, we're going to get unclear results. And so we want to make sure that we say, oh, clarity is the first step. It really is. You have to say, I have to get clear about this before we can move forward. So in the future,
oh.
Were you going to say something, Connie?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I wanted to put a punctuation mark on that because I just had a huge epiphany. The way you said that, I would like, in my perfect world, I would like for you to be doing this in your head at all times. It just hit me. If we did this as a lifestyle, if I did this as a lifestyle,
uh-huh.
Oh, my God. It just hit me the way you said it. It was just, yeah, that would mean, you know, you wouldn't have, you know, everything. You'd be creating
it'd be great.
What you want all the time.
You would be, because we are natural state, our natural inheritance is we are co-creators with the universe, and that's what we're supposed to be doing on some level, not supposed to, but we can if we choose to. And so if a time doing it all the time by using that one reset sentence, what's the reset sentence, everyone? So?
What do I want?
So if that is going through our head, as soon as anything that we don't want comes up, we are doing the contrast to clarity thing all the time.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love it, too. Say yes if you love that.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it, too. I love it, too. So, good. So as we do the contrast through clarity, the other thing that I want to address here is that when we move through the contrast and clarity, do yourself a favor. It doesn't have to be very complicated. Actually, sometimes it's better if it's very simple. If you just say, you know, if you do something, let's just take relationships, for example, you know, don't get it so complicated that you start to get, just do it like, I don't want a guy who watches too much TV. I want a guy that watches little to no TV. Just do it very simply. I don't want a guy who's late all the time. I want a guy who's early. I don't want a guy who is fat. I want a guy who's thin. Very simple. Don't make it too complicated. And the simpler you get, and sometimes you will get, you know, you say, I don't want a blonde, I want a brunette, I don't want a this, I want a that. And that's okay. You can do it that detailed if you want to. It's okay. So don't get too complicated, but make them very straightforward, very opposite, very polar opposites on the contrast and clarity side. So the other thing I want to say is that these are living documents. Your ideal relationship, your ideal home, it's going to change. So you want to keep these sort of going all the time because as you go into the world, you will end up getting evidence of things and go, oh, my goodness, now I really know I don't want a guy that's like that. I better go put that on my list. Because you will see in the world, you'll see a relationship with a guy and you'll go, that's not what I want. I better put it on my list. Because once you start to focus on something, you'll get more of it. So if you're focusing on relationships, you're going to see more relationships, and you're going to see what you don't want, and you're going to be clear what you do want. Or if it's a home, or if it's a car, or if it's a family, whatever it is, you're going to. So this is what I always call the clarity through contrast, is they're living documents. They don't stop. They just keep going. And they might just keep going in your head, but you have them going. Does that make sense, everyone?
Yes.
Any questions about the clarity through contrast before we move on to step two? Or challenges or successes about doing this. Cricket.
It made me feel better. I think it put me in a state of the good feeling rather than the kind of, I don't know what to call it, malaise or something.
And it shifted your what? Your
perspective. It shifted my mood.
Your mood, feeling, or vibration?
My vibration.
All of that. It changed your vibration, right, Connie?
Yes, absolutely it did. Mm-hmm.
Anyone here have a feeling of a shift in your vibration when you read all the things that you do want?
Yeah, I agree. I think it did. Yeah.
That is the first point. It seems, like I said before, I'm going to come back to this. The contrast through clarity through contrast, I always said it backwards. The clarity through contrast seems so simple, but it is so crucial because it is shifting your vibration to look towards what you want. And that changes your vibration. Because 90% of the time, I am telling you, most of us are looking at what we don't want, and we're measuring how we are not where we want to be. And that vibration is getting more of, I'm not where I want to be.
Oof.
Make sense?
It's digging deeper into what we are.
Yes. Most of the time, if it's a relationship, if it's money or job, our attention is being put on, it's not here yet, I don't want this, and this is bad, and I'm not here, and it's never going to happen. And then on some level, it's, we're not there yet. So the law of attraction doesn't have any emotion. It's not trying to teach you a lesson. There's nothing like that involved with it. All it's doing is matching your vibration. So if you're thinking negative or if you're thinking those kinds of thoughts, you're just getting more of them. So what the Clarity Through Contrast sheet does is it says, this is what you want. Look over here. Keep looking over here. You know, it's like that old song, that old Gershwin song, Accentuate the Positive, whatever that is. So it's like if you keep looking over there in one direction, that's what you're going to get. So, okay. All right, so now, I'm so excited. So now we're going to, everyone has your worksheets in front of you, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, so we're going to go past the... past page, I guess page 5, and we're going to go to step 2. The top of the page says, give my desire attention. Does everyone see that?
Yeah. Wait. Oh, the three-step formula, or what?
No, we're moving forward from there.
Okay, so, and then we have identify my desire. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, that's page 6? Okay, thanks.
Page 6. Okay, we're all on page 6?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we're on page 6. Now, we're going to talk about one of the most powerful concepts in the three steps. There's three steps. The first is to ID your desire, and that tool was the Clarity Through Contrast. And now we're going to talk about giving your desire attention. And right there on that sheet, it says, my vibrational bubble. Now,
yep.
I want you to sort of imagine that you're standing there, and around you, maybe about 3 feet, is a big bubble, okay? And this bubble, in this bubble, is all of your vibrations. So, when you think something positive, what kind of vibration is in your bubble?
Positive.
Positive.
If you think something negative, what kind of vibration is in your bubble?
Negative.
Good. So to raise or increase vibration simply means to give our desire more positive attention and more energy and more focused. So there's this bubble. Sometimes you might think about it like an aura, or it's just this bubble that's around us. It's not really there on some level, but it is. But everything, the bubble that we're talking about here is what we are focusing on and the energy that's going out into that bubble. So today, we're going to talk about how this bubble is creating or you're creating, but why things are inside this bubble and why things are outside this bubble, okay? So inside this bubble, we just said, if you think of positive things, you're going to have positive vibrations inside your bubble. If you think of negative things, you're going to have negative things inside your bubble, okay? So we want to be deliberate attractors of what we, what our spirit and our soul is telling us we want, okay? So we know really what we want. That list on the clarity side, we know what we want. So we want to now really be deliberate attractors. So we need to start to create more attention, energy, and focus on that clarity side. And how we do that is we start to put all of our energy in there so that we can have those things in the bubble. Because what's in your bubble is your own thoughts. And your thoughts are made from your words. So let's take this for an example. If you're thinking and thinking, oh, I'll tell you this story today. If you're thinking about something all the time, now, today I went to have lunch, and for the last few weeks I've been having salads all the time and for lunch and being really good having salads, and there's this one deli next to my house, and this deli for the last, I guess, week or so, every day they had fresh roasted turkey there, and they were making sandwiches out of it. And I was like, every time I'd look at that, I was like, I like that, but I don't want a sandwich. And today I was like, I'm going to go over there, but I'm wondering, I really want that turkey. I wonder if they're going to do the turkey. So I've been thinking about this turkey, this roasted turkey, for the last week every time I go in there. But they never had the turkey to put in the salad. It was always just for sandwiches. And today I went to the post office and I was going to go get the salad, but I was thinking turkey in the salad. I want that fresh roasted turkey in the salad. So if I'm thinking about it, is it inside my bubble or if it is outside my bubble, everyone?
Inside
my bubble. So I'm thinking roasted turkey cut up in the salad. They hadn't had it there before. I walk in and guess what?
It was there.
They had to cut up the roasted turkey, and they put shredded up pieces to put in the salad, and it was right in front of me. I was like, oh. That is an example of it was in my bubble, and then it manifested in the world. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I was giving a lot of attention to turkey and turkey for my salad. I was paying attention to turkey for my salad. So I was thinking about it and all of this other stuff. So as we look at this, we want to make sure that we are including what we want into our vibrational bubble. Because I'll just use this. I talked about this before. But like, for example, for me, I'd really like a Porsche. I'd like a Porsche. The Porsche isn't here yet. So the Porsche is outside my bubble. I need to give it attention, energy, and focus and bring it inside my bubble. Okay? So I'm going to ask you a few things that might bring the vibration into our bubble. And you just say, yes, it would bring it in the bubble, or no, it wouldn't. So if I'm daydreaming about a Porsche, would that bring it into my vibrational bubble?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. If I'm talking about Porsches all the time, is that bringing it into my vibrational bubble?
Yes.
Yes.
If I'm worrying about if I get it, is that bringing it in my vibrational bubble?
Yes.
Yes, it is. If I'm observing it and thinking about it and seeing Porsches on the street, is it bringing it into my vibrational bubble?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. If I'm making a collage about it, about all different pictures of it, is that bringing it into my vibrational bubble?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Good, good, good. So all those things bring it in the vibrational bubble. Now, here's the thing. Most of us find out what we really want, but then we don't keep giving it attention and to bring it into our vibrational bubble. Like, for instance, we'll make a, has anyone here ever made a vision board before?
Yes.
Okay. And if you don't know what a vision board is, it's you cut out pictures of things that you really want, and then you put it on a board, and then you look at it, and you look at it, and you think, okay, I'm going to have that. It's going to come to me. Now, a lot of people do that, and then they put it away, and they never look at it again. So is that giving it attention, energy, and focus?
No.
No. Not.
Plus, when
okay.
they put it away, they say that didn't work, and they give up at that juncture.
Yeah. Mm. Right. That's right. Right. So what I want you to realize is that what we need to do, the second step, is someone read step two. What does it say at the top of the page?
Give my desire attention.
Thank you. We have to give our desire attention. So that could be a lot of different things. It could be daydreaming about it. It could be talking about it. It could be worrying about it. It could be whatever. But if all of those things are in, if we are in, includes into our vibrational bubble, there is nothing that excludes out of the vibrational bubble. Because in your attempt to exclude something, you will include it. So if you say, I don't want this, is that including it into your vibrational bubble?
Yes.
Okay. If you say, that makes me so, his behavior makes me so angry, Does his behavior, that anger, include it in your vibrational bubble or exclude it?
Include it.
Good. Okay. So under piece of paper, under includes, you're going to write some things. Okay. The first thing you're going to write is build your clarity list. Building your clarity list is going to bring it into the bubble. Second thing you're going to write is talking about it. And it could be anything. Talking about your desire. The thing is daydreaming about your desire. Fourth thing is remembering about things that are like your desire. Observing things that you desire. Like I said, looking at the Porsches, looking at them, looking at the kinds of relationships you want, watching them. So we could go on and on and on here. There's a lot of them in here. So there's many, many, many things that include something into your vibrational bubble. But we have to be really clear. I want you to write this on the other side where it says excludes. I want you to write, in my attempt to exclude something, I'm including it.
I have a question. It's Tricia.
Yeah, Tricia, go ahead.
Okay, so if you're working hard to come from a position of gratitude and abundance instead of lack, then when you're thinking, I don't want to be like lack, then you're bringing the lack into the bubble.
That's right.
So if you want a relationship or a house or whatever that's XYZ and you're anticipating the disappointment when you don't get that, for example.
Uh-huh.
So you've got your worry and anxiety that you're trying not to, that you're focusing on briefly.
Yeah, exactly.
But the minute you focus on it, it sucks it in there.
Uh-huh.
So is that how things get muddy?
Exactly. You said it very well. Very well. That's why we have to be really clear about it. And you said something really perfect there, Tricia, is that we focus on what we don't want briefly. And, you know, step three, remember, step three is the allowing part, and we're going to talk about that. Step three is important here because the allowing is going to come in later on where we're going to talk about how, what do we do when we have that? We have to allow. We have to know. And there's the ways to do that. We don't have to just know. We're going to figure, we're going to have evidence of it, actually. So whatever, in your attempt to exclude something, you're going to include it. Oh, I'm not going to look over there. I'm not going to look over there. I'm not going to look over there. Guess what law of attraction is saying? You're looking over there. All you're getting is looking over there. I'm not looking. I'm not looking. Well,
yeah, it's like the minute you talk to my, the minute I talk to my mother, there I go.
That's right.
You know, and then there's this struggle to resist the other, you know, to mind my vibration. But yet it could take all morning.
Well, it could, or all you could do is use your reset sentence and just say it. So what do I want? So what do I want? And it might take quite a few times of saying, so what do I want? So what do I want? So what do I want? And then you go, oh, I want that. Oh, I want that. I want that. So you're vibrationally back in the relief place instead of the, oh, my goodness, place. Is everyone here hearing that and following it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was great.
Yes.
So,
but I have a question about, it's Chelsea.
It's Chelsea.
I have a question about, there's sort of, I guess it's a limiting belief that, you know, if you talk about something before it happens, that, you know, you curse it. You know, if you're wanting something to happen or if you're saying your wish out loud, you know, there's that kind of thing that it was sort of ingrained in us, I guess, even in blowing out the birthday candles.
Yeah,
like
that's right.
How you counteract that and be able to feel like you can talk about, you know, your dreams and stuff like that.
Well, do you remember at the beginning last week we talked about that we're really all about cleaning up your vibration right now? Remember, it's all about cleaning up your vibration so we can start to create first. That's the most important thing. And one of the things with vibration, cleaning up our vibration, is to realize all those places where we have these beliefs. But a belief is only a thought that we're thinking over and over and over.
Right, right, right.
So all we have to do is replace the thought. It takes a little while because we have to shift that perception. So
right, so when you're aware of it, at least you can be aware of it and take care of it from there, you know, when it comes up.
That's right, exactly. And so
okay.
you can keep saying, what do I want, what do I want, what do I want? Because that is only a thought, because really, that same thought about saying something and it jinxing it, guess what? That does the exact, it does it because you believe it.
It's going to jinx it. Right, okay.
Believe it. If you,
right.
That's what it does, exactly. And that's what law of attraction is, only matching your beliefs.
Right. Right, okay.
So,
there's
quite a few ways to do this, to work this way. There's a couple of different things. Doing the so what do I want over and over and going, getting back in that vibration, like, okay, that feels okay, that feels okay. There's a few other things. There's something called EFT kind of stuff. Some people do some hypnosis and stuff. And it's all different for everyone. But you will, as everyone here, I want you to know, when you start working this way, your hidden beliefs are going to come up.
Mm.
Right.
Your hidden beliefs have to come up. Because if they don't come up, that you have nothing to heal and to fix so that you can start to attract the things that you want. Because the thing that's keeping you from what you want is these hidden beliefs. That's it.
All right. Got it.
Okay. Good. So the next thing, so in your attempt to exclude anything, you're going to include it. So under there it says, what am I, and then there's blank. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to fill in, what am I including in my vibrational bubble? Well, it's a question mark. What am I including in my vibrational bubble? This week, you're going to be really, really aware of what's in your vibrational bubble, and you're going to go, oh, my God. You're going to hear my voice, and you're going to go, oh, my gosh. Max said, what's in my vibrational bubble? And you're going to go, oh, my goodness, I keep thinking about how I'm never going to get the job. Oh, it's in my vibrational bubble. Oh, I keep thinking about the dog. And look, the dog came. I keep thinking whatever it is. So it's really important very important to ask yourself, what am I including in my vibrational bubble? Now, this is where you have to, we have to be sort of diligent, especially at the beginning of doing this work. We have to say, okay, am I watching a lot of really violent television? And that is going to come into my vibrational bubble. Is that what I want in my vibrational bubble? Am I listening to people complain over and over and over, and I don't say anything or walk away or shut your ears? Or am I, because that's giving your attention to it. Am I, or on the other hand, am I every day reading some really inspirational material? Am I telling people I love them? Am I taking the time to breathe, to feel good? That brings it in the vibrational bubble. Do I talk about the kinds of things that I want with people? Do I share my successes with my friends? That brings everything in your vibrational bubble. So this week, you, one of your homework things, you're going to do a desire statement, which we're going to get to on the next page, but I want you to, under this, include in my vibrational bubble, I want you to write down their homework.
Homework.
And then like a colon.
Mm-hmm.
Be very aware of what I'm including. And you, what you're going to do, you got that, everyone? Be very aware of what I'm including. And you could say in your vibrational bubble, but you get what I'm saying here. So it's going to, you're going to see, wow, if I keep focusing on blue fairies, you're going to see a blue fairy, I guarantee you, a blue fairy is going to come into your life. It's going to be in a sticker or it's going to be a real one. I don't know what it is. But if you keep talking about blue fairies, you're going to see a blue fairy, that because you brought into your vibrational bubble. You might not get one, just like a Porsche. You know, if I keep talking about Porsche, you might not get one and own one yet, but you sure will start to things, or you're going to get a turkey in your salad. That's what you want. Okay. All right, y'all get that?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so you're going to be very aware about your vibration, what's in your bubble. Now we're going to move. We're going to go a little over. Probably it's about 5 till. We're going to go till about 10 after. Are everyone okay with that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Good. If you need to go, we're recording too. Okay. So I want you to turn that page and go to page 7. Affirmations are a way of focusing our attention, energy, our attention and energy on something. Would you agree with that? An affirmation is a way of focusing on it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, say yes if you've ever used affirmations.
Yes.
Good.
Okay. So, an affirmation in general, it's in a kind of sort of the New Age philosophy would say that affirmation has to be a certain way. It usually has a few different criteria. It usually would say, and affirmations will say, it has to be in the present. It has to be stated in the present. It needs to be and it needs to be short. And it needs to act like it has already happened. Okay? So for an example, an affirmation for someone that wants to make that is not having a lot of luck with money, that wants money, affirmation might say, I am rich and abundant, or I have millions of dollars. So it's short, and it's in the present, and it's positive, of course. It always has to be positive. So let me ask you, some people have had great success with affirmations. I've had some success with affirmations, but I've also had affirmations that haven't been so successful. So I'm going to give you an example. So if I was in a really, you know, bad place in my life and I wanted more money and I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, I have $1 million. That is a traditional affirmation, and that's how you would say it, something like that. Or if I, you know, if I was very sick, I would look and say, I am healthy, I am healthy, I am healthy. Well, if I didn't have $1 million, let's say the $1 million one, if I didn't have $1 million and I looked in the mirror and I said, I have $1 million, first of all, is that the truth?
No.
Not the truth. If you're telling, another word for not telling the truth is telling a what?
Lie.
So if you're telling a lie, is that a negative or a positive vibration?
Negative.
Negative vibration. So what happens is, and this is just why affirmations might not be working, is that you look and you go, oh, I have $1 million. And the other part of you goes, no, you don't, you stupid idiot. Or you're overweight, and you look in the mirror, and you go, I am thin and beautiful. And the other part goes, no, you're not. You're fat. What's wrong with you? Make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So affirmations sometimes can not work. Sometimes they do. But I want you to be really clear that everything is about negative and positive vibration. So if you're saying an affirmation and it's making you feel like a liar and that you're an idiot, then do you want to use that affirmation?
No.
Mm-mm. So the words are saying one thing when you say, I'm a millionaire, but your feelings are saying something opposite. So under that why affirmations where it says law of attraction responds, you see where I am, everyone?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
I want you to fill in law of attraction responds to how I feel in capital word letters to how I feel about what I say and think. The law of attraction responds to how I feel, capital letters, about how I say, about what I say and think. So it's really important that we're like, so you could say, for example, if you're wanting something, you're desiring something, I'm going to use the Porsche again just because I use that as an example all the time. If you say, I want a Porsche, I want a Porsche, everyone has a Porsche, and I'd really like a Porsche. Oh. Is that negative or positive vibration?
Negative.
Negative.
But if I went like this, if I went, oh, look, there's a Porsche, I really want a Porsche, that would be so cool. Is that positive or negative?
Positive.
You see, it's all about how you feel about the words you're saying. So, law of attraction is going to respond to your feelings, how you feel about what you say and think. So the next line says the words need to be, and you're going to write, the words need to be congruent. What does congruent mean?
Same.
Congruent my feelings. That's what you're going to write there. Congruent with my feelings. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So under there, it's obvious. It says, the key to making your affirmation work is to make it true for you. So instead of making your affirmation, we're talking about giving attention, energy, and focus. Instead of your affirmation being, I have $1 million, the correction for that is, I'm in the process of attracting $1 million. Do you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
So underneath there, you're going to write, the correction is, I'm in the process of attracting my ideal, ...
So you're always in the process of everything you want that you don't have?
Yep, we're always in process. We never get there. That's a lie of the mind. We're always in process. Because even if you do get your $1 million, you're in the process of doing your next goal when you have the $1 million or your next thing. So you're always in the process of things. That doesn't that you don't get it. You do get things, but we're always that's sort of the flow of life. Does that make sense, Connie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. So, everyone have that?
Yes. Yeah.
So, if we look at this, the correction here is I'm in the process, and now we're going to go back to the first thing. I'm in the process of attracting my ideal relationship. I'm in the process of attracting my ideal job. I'm in the process of attracting my ideal whatever it is. Okay? All right. So,
huge.
That's huge, isn't it?
Huge.
See how it all fits together? So, the first step is fitting perfectly together with this because you already know what your ideal is. You're going to go and now turn it over to step eight, to page eight. These are called desire statement scripts. So we're going to now start to give your energy, attention, and focus onto this thing that you're in the process of attracting. So I'd like you to fill in. After number one on the top of page eight, I want you to write, I love it when... dot, dot, dot. And number two, you're going to write, I love knowing my idea... dot, dot, dot.
My idea or ideal?
Idea. No L.
Really? Okay.
Oh, you could say ideal. Actually, it could be both. Actually, it can be both. Right idea and ideal. And we'll come back to that. Number three is, I'm excited at the thought of... Number four is, I've decided. Who would like to read those back?
I will.
Okay, go ahead, Carol.
I love it when. Mm-hmm. I love knowing my ideal. I am excited at the thought of, and I have decided.
Good, I like that. Great.
There.
Okay, so the next thing is the opening statement. Opening statement goes like this. I'm in the process of attracting. All that I need to do, comma, know, or have to attract my ideal blank. Once again, I'm in the process of attracting all that I need to do, comma, know, or have to attract my ideal blank. And underneath there, the closing statement is law of attraction, or you can just write LOA. LOA is unfolding this for me right now. All right, so you all got all that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So right under that is, see where it says I'm in the process under my ideal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're just going to fill in with what you said and what we already wrote in the opening statement. So right under there you say, I'm in the process of attracting all that I need to do nor know or have to attract my ideal mate, okay, or whatever it is. Now, the desire statement, I'm going to give you some examples. And if it goes quick, it's okay. You can come back and listen to the recording because I'm aware of time, too. I want to rush, but I'm not going to rush, but I want to get through this. So the desire statement's all about talking about giving your energy to your, I'm going to say your ideal mate, my ideal mate, okay? So under that, you say, I'm in the process of attracting all that I need to do, know, or have to attract my ideal mate. And then you go back up to the top and you see these four statements. You say, I love it when my ideal mate brings me roses. You're going to fill in the things you have on your clarity list after these beginning sentences. I love it when my ideal mate takes me out to dinner. I love it when my ideal mate, whatever is on your list. I love knowing my ideal mate is considerate. I love knowing that my ideal mate is altruistic. I love knowing that my ideal mate is someone who wants to have children. I get it. I'm excited at the thought of an ideal mate who wants to go on vacations with me. I've decided that my ideal mate is in my vibrational bubble. You could say that, too. So you're taking these sentences and you're filling in them in with your clarity list. Now, I know this is a lot, but is it making sense? Can you see the big picture here?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions right now? We're going to go on for a second, but. Okay. So, the power of this really is to get into the energy and the feeling of how this ideal thing makes you feel and writing it down. And you can write about it, you can talk about it, you can tell. This is a great thing to do when you can share it with your friends. You can even say, hey, I'm doing a law of attraction class, and I've really got clarity about my perfect boyfriend. It's amazing. I love knowing that my ideal boyfriend has a job and he makes six figures. I love knowing that my ideal mate takes me to Disneyland every week, whatever it is. It doesn't matter, you know. And if you can talk about it, it's even better. But you can also start to, this is a little bit of a prompt so you can start to use your, one of the most amazing gifts that we have is our imagination. And your imagination will bring you to that place. I'm going to read you, I did one for me about my ideal home. So I just went off. I said, I'm in the process of attracting all that I need to do, know, or have to attract my ideal home that has a lot of storage space. I love the thought of my ideal home that's in the south of France. It makes me feel so good and excited knowing that the fruit and vegetable garden in my home in France is enough to make dinners for all of my friends. I've decided that my house will be a beautiful oasis for friends to come. I get so excited knowing that when I get married, everyone will be there. You see what I did? Mm-hmm. I went off in my imagination. And it takes a little bit of practice to do sometimes. Some you might be better at the beginning or not, but start writing it down. So your homework is that you're going to do your desire statements. And you're going to, you can use other paper because I'm going to give you one on the website. You're going to have a new blank one. So you can just print them out and have a lot of them. And you're just, it's basically you're just going to start writing. I love it when my ideal whatever. And you're just going to write and write and write. It could be one, two, or three pages. Because when you do that, you're giving your desire what?
Attention.
Attention. Attention.
Max, do you have any examples posted or anything?
Do I have examples posted?
Or will you this week?
Say again?
Yeah, this week, will you have any desire statements posted on your website or anything, just for example?
I can do, you know what I will do? Linda, I will type mine up, and I'll put it on that recordings page, too.
Great, thank you.
So that you can see what it's like. And then, and you can always go back and listen to this recording, too.
Okay, great. Thanks.
So there'll be a blank desire statement. You have yours there, but there'll be a blank one on there, and I'll do my one about my home. I'll type it up tonight and just put it on there. Yeah. Okay. So that's going to be your homework. So that was a lot. We did a lot today. So give yourself a big round of applause.
Yay.
Say yay.
Yay.
Did a lot. There's a lot more. Guess what? There's a lot more in your vibrational bubble now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That is. You understand about desire statements, which is in your vibrational bubble. So that's really good. Okay. So we've learned a lot today. We learned about our vibrational bubble. We learned about why affirmations might not be working, saying I'm in the process of using instead of saying I am. It might help you a lot. We learned all these, I just want to make sure I didn't skip anything. I love it. The desire statement.
We learned a lifestyle-changing contest to clarity.
Yeah, we did the contest clarity for sure. Oh, and when what we're including, how to include things in our vibrational bubble. And when we try to exclude things, what are we really doing?
Including.
We're including.
We're including. Good. Okay. So, a lot today. So, let's just wrap this up. I'll ask for some questions at the end. But before that, I have a feeling a few of you have learned a few new things and some aha moments. So who would like to go first by sharing something that they learned today?
It's Linda. I just had a clarity. I don't know if I can articulate it about the vibrational bubble, that a realization that I'm including everything, whether it's negative or positive, and a shift there. So.
Nice.
That helps.
Anyone else want to say something that they learned today? Or an aha?
Certainly, in the process of and aligning your emotions with the truth works.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, that feels really, really right, you know.
Yeah, and everything's about feeling right.
Right.
Right. Uh-huh. Good, Chelsea. That's great. Anyone else have any ahas or something they learned today?
Had a huge shift in knowing this is a life. The contest to clarity is a lifestyle, I just know that I can manifest now, whereas I never felt I could before, and now I feel. I mean, I have seen the manifestations I've had, good and bad, you know.
Uh-huh.
And people tell me you can manifest really well, but I don't, you know. I now know, I have never had any confidence in manifesting, and now I see clearly and know that I can manifest anything I want.
Wow, that's great!
It's a huge shift. It's a huge shift just knowing the confidence.
Wow, that's huge. That is huge.
That's huge.
Good for you. Good for you.
It's really grateful. It's huge.
Yeah. We can do all of this stuff all the time. It's, you know, and some of you know I'm a Course in Miracles teacher, and, you know, it's sort of like, you know, the Course in Miracles says miracles are a natural inheritance. That's just the way it's supposed to be. We just forgot, basically. So our miracles are a natural inheritance.
We really forgot. Some of us really forgot.
But we're remembering, and it's all good.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. So,
thank you for that.
Okay, so great. Good job, everyone. I see some learning, and I see some, and this might be a lot for you, or it might be like, well, this is easy. Wherever you're at is exactly where you're supposed to be. Always say, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be, and move forward with that. So you're going to do your your homework about being very aware about what you're including in your vibrational bubble, and then you're going to do your desire statements. Make sense? Do you see the big picture?
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. Are you seeing how this really connects with the with step one?
Yeah.
Yes. Good. Okay, good. All right, all right. I wanted to tell you one thing. So we'll be next week, same time, same place, and we're going to use this. I apologize for that. The email went out the wrong phone number, but this is the phone number we're going to use. Hopefully I won't have to change it again next week. And I think that's – oh, I wanted to tell you one thing. This is really – do you have time for one story? It'll take me 3 minutes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And if not, you can go and you can listen to it later. But this story is really – it's funny, but it gives a really great illustration about your vibrational bubble. Okay. So a couple of months ago – some people have heard this. A couple of months ago, I got a new record player. So I've been getting new records. And I started getting – I used to love Melissa Manchester. And if you're too young, you might not know who she is. But I love her. And so I didn't have any of her records, and I had this record player. So I went on eBay. I'm thinking about her. And I see on eBay they sell kind of lots of records, you know, like a lot of 14 Melissa Manchester records or a lot of 9. And I bid on eBay for these Melissa Manchester records. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get Melissa Manchester. So she's, I'm thinking about her. I'm giving her attention, energy, and what?
Focus.
Okay. So she's in my bubble. I haven't thought of her forever. So then I find out that I won both of the eBay auctions. And so on the same day, I got 24 Melissa Manchester albums. Of course, there was about 5 or 6 of them that were duplicates, but I was like, it's okay. It wasn't even that expensive. It was very cheap, actually. So I was like, yay. So I got them that morning, and I'm listening to Melissa Manchester. So this is about a week into my Melissa. I'm listening to her. I'm dancing to her. I'm having the best time. I'm just loving it all. She's all in my vibration, all up in my vibration. That night, I'm still listening to her, and my sister calls on the phone. And I see it's my sister, but she's not talking, and she is putting the phone up because she's at a concert. Yes? Guess whose concert she was at?
Melissa. Hey.
Melissa Manchester's. Okay. I almost freaked out, and I thought, okay, that is the law of attraction. The odds of Melissa Manchester, my sister, being in Las Vegas to see Melissa Manchester concert, her calling me on that day when I had been listening, that is, there is no coincidences. That's the law of attraction. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yay.
Hey.
I tell you that story because when you start working this way, it's going to happen to you all the time. You're going to go, oh, turkey in my salad, Melissa Manchester, ding, whatever it is. Because it's in your vibrational bubble. You know why you don't have $1 million?
I'm in the bubble.
Not in your bubble. Do you think that millionaires think, oh, God, I got to have my $1 million, I got to have it? No, it's just in their bubble. They don't keep thinking about, I got to get it. It's just in their bubble. They allow it. That's what they know. That's why the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Because what you are in your bubble, you're going to keep repeating over and over and over. That's the law of attraction. The law of attraction's job is to match your
vibration.